What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
I am a single mom with cerebral palsy. I didn't have income. The only way to play and win the game is to understand the game. I learned really quickly how money actually works.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. We are in season 10, and with season 10, we are going to talk about all things wealth management. If that comes from finances, if that comes from stocks and bonds, whatever the case may be, we want to help you create wealth. So we do have another guest with us. Her name is Miss Tracy. How are you?
Hi, I'm wonderful.
That's good.
Thank you.
Alrighty, so as you guys know, we do not have interviews. We have genuine conversations. So we are going to get right to it. And so for you, your icebreaker is, when you were younger, what did you think being financially secure looked like?
So that's a great question, because things are changing right before our eyes. When I was younger, what we were told was, go get a job with benefits. And so we actually believed that those benefits were actually benefits. And as years changed, the definition of protection also changed.
I agree. Yeah, times have changed from, you know, we usually was forced to get things through the job as far as benefits. But now, you know, we can create those type of things outside of the job now to make sure it stays with us from job to job. So I'm excited to get into our conversation. Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
I know, that's right. All right, Ms. Tracy. So we always introduce the guest as, who is the guest? So for you, who is Ms. Tracy?
Miss Tracy is a spirited soul that believes in metamorphosis. So it doesn't matter where you fall, it doesn't matter where you stand, it doesn't matter any of those things. It matters what you do when that happens and how you allow the process to grow you and your situation. That's who I am. I'm the queen of metamorphosis.
I love that. And so I know you have an educational background. I know we're going to talk about finance today. If you can give us a little information as far as your financial background, because I know you kind of did a pivot. When I read your bio, you did a pivot in the sense of starting from A and now you're at B. Let's talk about that a little bit more.
So I'm going to be quite transparent. We're living in a time right now where transparency is not as prevalent as it should be. So I'm going to be very transparent. I am a mom, single mom with cerebral palsy. And because I chose to be a stay-at-home mom, I didn't have income when I found myself a single mom. And so the only way to play and win the game is to what? Understand the game. I learned really quickly that I didn't know how money actually worked. And I believe many of us don't really understand how money works. So I learned how money works and things that I could do to take care of those babies. And I became a licensed financial educator, because after I stopped teaching, I realized how much I didn't know about that state pension.
Ooh, and I'm glad you brought up the pension, because with jobs, that's something that everybody talked about. But it's not so prevalent now. Pensions, you really can't find in organizations anymore. And so when it comes to the thought process and the mindset of educating yourself, what does that actually look like?
So here's the thing. Due to technology, we are living longer. We're doing more. So as that began to evolve, the company said, oh, we don't want to pay these people another 15 to 20 years, right? And then all these things started to change, so the pension is starting to die out. But here's the thing. When they created the 401k, they marketed it as a retirement benefit. But I'm sure you know people just as I do, who they watch their money ebb and flow. So why would that be your only plan for retirement? Now that the pension is not there as often as it used to be, we need to understand that the 401k is actually a savings vehicle, because once you run out of money, there's no pension. That's why a lot of people are having to go back to work.
And it's so sad, because right now me and my mom, I'm trying to get her right and tight because she's getting ready to retire. But after all of these years, the educational piece, I wish we would have known years ago. So for you in this instance, for people that's listening and have no idea what it looks like to get these type of benefits outside of their job, because usually when you go to work your first day, you're sitting with HR, they're telling you, you got to get your health benefits, you got to get your 401k, you got to get da-da-da-da-da, and that's all we know. And so for people who need to be educated, what would you say is something that they can get started on today with starting that conversation outside of what it looks like at a job?
So here's the thing. When you're getting a traditional job that comes with traditional benefits, those benefits are connected to that job. So I have a lot of clients that, you know, they retired. And when they retired, they lost their insurance. They thought because they worked from A to Z and they retired that they would keep those benefits. Well, now you're 70 or 71 or whatever age, you know, the cost of insurance goes higher with age. So you're having to deal with that. The other thing is, I'll give you a real-life example. I have a client that has about $870,000, right? Well, to the year, that's a pretty good number. But if you are a six-figure earner, you're in the 25-28% tax bracket. Almost 30% of that is gone before you even see it. So think about your retirement benefit. So let's say you have 8-something and now you have 7-something. How long is it going to last if you continue to draw your 6-figure income that you're used to having? That's why I said it's a savings plan and not necessarily a retirement plan. Because if you withdraw 6 figures, it's going in about 5 or 6 years. That's why you need a plan. You need a 3-legged plan. You need one. Because a 2-legged stool, you might fall.
That's true.
A 1-legged stool, you will fall. So you need to have someone that can educate you on those benefits before you sign on.
And with that being stated, what would you say would be your specialty when, like, someone wants to come and talk to you about finances and the planning portion of it? What would you say is your specialty?
My specialty is listening to you. My specialty is figuring out what you need. Because many times, people would get someone else. Oh, well, they got this, but you don't know the inner workings of what they actually need based on what they need. My specialty is like finding out your needs before coming to you with a solution that I don't even know would benefit you because we haven't discussed it. So my specialty is being patient enough to sit down, go through the financial needs analysis, and you think that people with, you know, bigger incomes don't need it. But we all need it because we need to know where to put our money where it'll be safe, where to put our money where it'll continue to grow. And if you are an investor, that's great. But here's the problem. The money market can go down. And people say, oh, it will come up. Well, if you're 20 or 30, you might have time for it to come up, right? And what if it comes up, but it doesn't get you to where you were before it went back down again? So that's my specialty, giving you the whole pie and then breaking it down piece by piece, finding out what you need in order to get to your financial goals.
That is beautiful. I love that analogy. That was really, really good. Okay.
Thank you.
So my next question would be, what are some common, not problems, but disconnect when it comes to the financial industry and people being educated? Like you mentioned, as far as the ebb and flows within the market, some people just say, I'm going to wait and it may come back up. But what if it doesn't? On the other end, as far as business owners, some people don't even know that they can get insured or have their own retirement plan outside of a job. So what are some common, let's say, disconnects that you're seeing in these conversations?
The disconnect, for me, the biggest one that makes me want to tear up, I have a lot of people paying more than the match. If your company is paying the match, that's great. But would you, what's your favorite drink? Do you have a favorite drink?
I do, ginger ale.
If I poured you a cup of ginger ale with ice, however you like it, but it had a little hole in it, you'll be like, I want my ginger ale. Give me a better cup. Well, that's the problem. I have one client that's putting 28% over the match. So when there's an ebb and flow, what's happening to that 28%? Now, the disconnect is I'm putting more into my retirement so I can have more. Right. But if you don't understand, because I asked him, I said, where's your money? Is it in stocks? Is it in bonds? Do you know what percent is it either? Do you know what's going on with those stocks? Do you understand how to look at you? And the answer was no. I don't know. I said, well, who's the company that you're paying your money to? What do you mean? Well, usually 401k will managed by a third party. Mm-hmm. Who you think paying those fees? Mm-hmm. You are. I'll give you a quick story. A good dear friend of mine, ready to retire, worked for 24 years with the same company. We log in because that's where I start. I log in so I can explain to you what you have and what's going on with that. We logged in and we saw two different columns. One column had a large number and the other column had 50,000. Which column do you think was his retirement?
The
50,000.
Yikes.
So here's the thing. The 401k is designed, in my experience, to bring wealth to the company. Because that other column with the large numbers belong to the company. So when there's an ebb and flow, who took the ebb?
That's true.
You knew. So he didn't realize it because we do not check it. We don't know how to check it. We think it's not a problem. I'll deal with that when I need to retire. It's another disconnect. If you deal with it early, you have a chance to read the position, redirect, I don't know, start over from the bottom, whatever you need to do. But if you wait till 2 or 3 years before retirement, There's no room to change anything if need be. Now, 401k is not the enemy. Right. Some people retire and they do really well. But the end result is, do you understand what you have? There's another disconnect. I meet people and they find out what I do. Oh, I'm good. Oh, I don't need anything bad. I go, oh, great. And I say, well, do you know how much of your money is being paid to a money manager? What do you mean? Do you know if you gained anything in the last 4 months or 3 months? What do you mean? Have you received a tax bill for capital gain? That's another disconnect. A lot of these companies are mistreating people that don't know, and they're just sitting on their money and they're not managing it for it to grow, because money managers get paid every month. As long as you have a balance, they get paid. It's really boils down to educate and knowing what you have and how it works. And people that tell me I have an advisor, I'm glad. Many of us don't. But guess what? All of us don't have the same what. And all of us don't have the same info. So I love people. But I can go to the corner store and get a two-piece of Uncle Jojo. And then I can go to Papa Noah and get the best on the menu. It's still fish. But presentation and outcome are different. So even though you have an advisor, never turn down information. Never turn down information that could put you in a better position. You won't know until you get that information.
I love that. And so I know you mentioned as far as different services. Let's break down some of the products that you sell as a financial advisor.
Okay, I will a little bit. I don't like to focus on products because people will hear it. Oh, I want that.
Yeah.
And then after we sit down and talk,
you don't need
that. That ain't what you need. But I will give a brief. So I do index products. Index means that it grows in the market, but you will stay at level zero when the market goes down. So if you are at $100,000 and then the market goes down, you'll still be at that $100,000. You won't get any gain, but you won't lose. And I do index annuities. But lately, I've been moving a lot of 401ks because when that money runs out, you have no more money. So one of your options is to put it in an annuity that's a contract that will pay you until age 99, in some cases, 120. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So people that are retiring without a pension, and even if you are retiring with a pension, you need to do your research. Google the Genius Act.
I've heard of it.
Section 126. Because a lot of pensions are underfunded, the reason that you're receiving it now is because of the people that are still working and paying into it. But they're eliminating so many jobs, so what's going to happen to all that money that could have gone into pensions?
That's good. So for that particular product, let's say, for an example, let's use my mom. She's retiring. She has her 401k. Would it be better to roll it over into an IRA or do the annuity?
So, I don't advise. I educate.
I know that's right.
So, I would look, you and your mom, we can sit down and do a financial needs analysis. So, one of the things to consider is, how does that IRA pay out? Now, we generally roll it over into an index annuity, but that could be an IRA. What I would do is, like, I wouldn't go to the doctor and he walked me in and say, here, take this. You know, I would sit down and figure out what you need, and then we could do a comparison. I could put the illustration and show you both, or we could look at the, like, one of the annuities. if you're getting income from it, it will double your income. If you go chronically ill, or terminally ill. So let's say mom's annuity is paying her $40,000 or $50,000, depending on what we put in.
Right.
Because people don't understand. If you want a good logo, you got to put a lot of stuff in that pot. You know, when people want to put in a little bit, and then they're not happy with the outcome. So we will see what's best for your mom based on where she is now, what her goals are, and trying to bridge the two.
I love it.
So I would say an annuity would be a good option. And for those of you who are paying into an IRA, that is phenomenally great. But you need to understand that IRA is awesome. It depends on how long you have been paying into it. And it limits the amount that you can put in every year. And in my thoughts and my experience, it limits you to that amount because they know that you're going to be withdrawing tax-free money. Mm-hmm. So that's why you have a limit to the Roth of what you're able to put in maybe. That's my educated. Yes, I don't want somebody out there going, oh, no. But the truth is, there is a limit. Now, we may not know why, but there is a limit every year.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk about your four-pillar framework. And so that is your investment, debt management, emergency preparedness, and protection. What are your thoughts, and how was that framework created?
Okay, so now I'm going to be the interviewer. We have a conversation, but I'm going to ask you, if you looked at those four pillars, now we are referencing the strongest foundation for your financial house, right? And we know that the house is not a house without a good foundation. So if you're looking at those four, we're looking at protection, debt management, emergency funds, and investment. Tell me what you think will be your first pillar for your house.
I would say protection.
Tell me why.
The reason I say protection, because you can build, but you can also lose it if you're not protected.
Okay, somebody already told you the answer. No. That was the answer. That was the answer. You didn't even get job. You made my job easy. So here's the thing. You can have all of these beautiful things, and they're all a piece of your puzzle, but if it ain't protected, like you said, if it's not protected, what do we have if it crumbles?
Right.
So when I say protection, if you are family and you have a family and you're the breadwinner and you're gone, do you have anything in place that will keep your family afloat? Let's say you're not gone. Let's say you end up in a car wreck and you're mortally injured. Do you have something that will pay in to keep your bills or your car, whatever you guys have going on? And some people say, oh, I have acid been off that and dismemberment. Read that. Because then it's so funny. You'll say, oh, if your left arm wasn't broken, but your right arm was, you know, it's kind of really weird because they had these specific requirements. And then if you have disability, most of the time you're only going to get a percentage of your income. So those are the things that we need for you to protect yourself and your family. And many people think that single mothers, don't really need any protection. But as long as you have a heartbeat, you're going to have a need at some point. And so protection has to be the foundation of all of that. The main thing is debt management. You ever remember a time when you needed a tire and you went to see how much the tire was? And then when you went to see how much the tire was, he said, oh, you need these 2 feet. But you really didn't have the money. So you need to manage your debt in the way that you're in control. Because if we don't manage it where we're in control, then that debt will manage us, right? It will determine what we can and cannot do. So then the next thing is emergency funds. You know what? I don't even think I had a concept of that until I started doing this particular ministry. It's a ministry for me to bless other people with information. But emergency fund, I think about COVID and how many people couldn't go to work for not just days and weeks, months, because they were so ill. Well, if you had something in place that you could pull money from, it would have helped you. And there were people that did have it in place when they were able to pay their bills up. So I would like to help you or anybody else to get to the point where you have at least 3 to 6 months of your bills. COVID is a prime example of why that's necessary. Because many people say, oh, you're trying to use a fear factor. No, no fear factor. It's real life. Do you know someone that had a heart attack?
Yes.
Do you know someone that had a car wreck?
Yes.
Do you know someone that had a stroke and they could not work for a while? Okay. No fear tactic.
It's evident.
Just help you look at life and look at it strategically so you're not on the bottom end. And then the last thing will be investments, because many people want to put investments first, but what if you lose? Then there's no foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a brief breakdown of those four pillars to build enough strong financial home.
That's really good. Okay, so we're going to go into our next segment, which is pretty much highs and lows. And within the highs and lows, this is pretty much sharing your journey with us. So let's start with the high first. Anything as far as that you want to share with us that to this day you're very proud. If that's, of course, you know, giving advice to a friend, a family member, even, you know, pouring into yourself based on the new education that you receive being in the industry.
Oh, you would ask me an Oprah question. That's one of them deep questions. We'll be over here all day. But what I want to share, is to always be a student. You know, when I was in school, we used to compete and see who gets the highest A. You know, but as I grew older, I realized I never want to be the smartest person in the group ever again. Being a student at all times allows you to grow past where you are. If you are always the smartest one, then where else are you going to go? So be open and willing to get the information. What's being harm if you don't need it? But there is a great harm if you needed it and you didn't know it. And even if it's not for you, it could be for a friend, it could be for family member, you know, just receive the information. That's the biggest thing I want to read with everybody. Get the information. Handle the big meetings. Handle the heartbeat so that they don't handle you.
Very good. Okay, on the opposite side of the spectrum, let's talk about a low. If there is any time where you had to pivot within your career, like you mentioned with your family, any type of pivot that you want to share with us? And then how did you get to the other side? Because you're still here, you're still educating us, and you're doing all the amazing things God has poured into you to where you're still pouring into the community.
So I will say that I had a big why. My babies were my why. So you're talking to an individual with cerebral palsy, right? You're talking to an individual with a brain that works. But people don't want to hire you because of your speech. People don't want to hire you because of a preconceived notion about your abilities. So what are you to do? You got 2 babies looking up at you. You can't just quit. So I decided to learn, grow, and create my own business that would allow me the opportunity to go and bless other people in my position. So my low was waking up a single mom with 2 babies, no income, no job, No, not been because I was stay-at-home mom. The key is not to look at the surmountable circumstance. The key is to start with where you are and what you have. I'm a biblical person, so I think about Moses. And Jesus said, what do you have in your hand?
Yes, he did. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what I had in my hand? A brain. Go learn a new skill. Go do something new. Don't just sit back and look at what's not working. And learning how finances work, because they are changing. Things are shifting. And there are things that we need to know in order to prepare ourselves for what was coming. So that's the law. Don't give up. Taking one day at a time. Because God is a God of solutions, not always exits. You know, we want him to move different, change that. No, he will give you a process. Like the butterfly, right? When the caterpillar is born, the poor caterpillar people want to smush it, step on it, run from it. Did we ever think about the caterpillar wondering why is everybody treating me this way? Did we ever put ourselves in the mindset of the caterpillar? But see, the difference between us and the caterpillar, we run the opposite way because we don't like the pain. We don't like the discomfort, but that poor caterpillar, if designed, if allowed, the process to happen, to go through a metamorphosis. But during that growth, there is a cocoon phase. That was my cocoon phase. It was dark. It was lonely. There's no room in there for anybody but me and Jesus. What if you saw a caterpillar trying to scratch its way through? And you came up and it helped it out. You thought you were helping it. But it died because it wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
See, with every car, with every scratch and pull and turn, it's building those muscles. Whether it's mental, physical, spiritual, it's building those muscles. Mm-hmm. So if we allow the process, and you see that light, and you do, I want more of that light. And you just claw and scratch. Well, one day you're going to be stronger than you were. And now you have wings. And you're flying over all of your problems.
Ooh, come on. That was a full circle moment. That was good. You have all the analogies, and I appreciate it. So good.
I live by them.
So
yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes. All right, so the last one is our one free advice. I think a lot of times we pay thousands and thousands of dollars for advice if that's going to a coach, if that's going to seminars, webinars. And a lot of times we're sitting there and it goes over our head and we're like, why am I here in the first place? So if you have a statement or if you have a sentence, one free advice where it's actionable to where our listeners can start today.
Always be curious enough to know. Whatever that is for you, be curious enough. Don't assume that you already have all the information. You just might. But what's the worst that can happen if you do? But what's the worst that can happen if you don't? The best protection is now. The next best is tomorrow. But the worst is to need it and not have it.
All right, Miss Tracy, you have been such a blessing to us today regarding all the information and education that you've been given regarding financial management. And so please let us know how we can contact you. If there's a website, email, etc., how can we stay up to date?
So the best way to get in touch with me if you are an email person is info@purpose2impact.org. info@purpose2impact.org. Phone number 409-454-2310. Do me a favor and send a text first as I may be in a meeting. and I will respond.
Beautiful. Well, I am so thankful. And you guys have the information, so make sure you reach out if you have any inquiries, any questions to help you in your financial state and management. So our last thing is our motivational moment. And this is a quote or a Bible verse that we usually see. And from there, we discuss it and it's a wrap. And so for our motivational moment today, it is a quote. Clarity creates confidence and confidence creates change. And so I'm going to say it again. Clarity creates confidence and confidence creates change. And so I'm going to share my thoughts. You share your thoughts, Miss Tracy, and this is a wrap. So with the quote, I want to start with clarity first. I'm really big on asking questions, like you mentioned. I never want to be the smartest person in the room. I never want to be known as a know-it-all. I always want to understand, even before I do partnerships, before I go into business with someone, even if it's on, if I'm meeting a new friend, I'm going to ask questions so I can get clarity on how I should move, because I feel like at the end of the day, God gives us all intuition. That's the Holy Ghost, to let us know what we should pursue and not pursue. But if we don't have enough information, how do we make the proper decision to move forward or not, right? And so once you have that information, I do feel like with that clarity, it does give us confidence to move forward. And then from there, you do see a change because you made action. And so I really, really enjoy this quote because it gives you a step-by-step play on anywhere in life how you can use this type of quote to help you move forward and actually to take action. Because if you don't know, then you're just guessing. And then at that point, you're going to be like, how did I even get to where I am? Because at that point, you're moving, you're robotic, and you're just going with the flow. And nowadays, we can't go with the flow anymore. And so with you, what does that quote mean to you? Clarity creates confidence, and confidence creates change.
Well, that's really onion, because most of the time, I would think I'm not good enough because of my speech. I would think, oh, they're better than me because they're not disabled. But clarity, when you read God's word and you trust who he said you are, the Lord that made me said, I can do all things through him, not through me. See, I was the one confused. The Lord's not confused. So I decided to pivot to what he said I was. And that produced the confidence for me to even get on here and do this conversation with you. Because I wouldn't do it because I was afraid of the people that are going to be rude or whatever. But God told me, those people don't really matter. The people that need what you have to say is the one for you to listen to. So that created a confidence. In operating in my confidence, it could make my business have a different growth piece that I didn't have before. So yes, ma'am, when you operate in you and your gift, that is when your blessings recognize you. They don't recognize you when you're trying to be something else. Because you think you're not good at it.
I love it. I love it, Miss Tracy. You have been a blessing. I am going to make sure to put all of your contact information in our show notes because people definitely need to be educated, and not only educated, but also make a change. Because like you mentioned, with the economy now, we have to put certain things in place for us to be protected, for us to have emergency funds, and for us to also invest. So I am grateful. Is there anything you feel like I missed today before we wrap up today's conversation?
You were good. You were from A to Z. I have nothing to add. Maybe one day we'll do a second part for a different part of the population. But yeah, I think you covered it all.
Beautiful. Well, we want to thank our listeners and viewers for tuning into another episode of What's Good Podcast. If you're listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you so much, you guys, and we will see you next time. Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.